Hey guys, Nick Drossos.
Dr. Andrew Steinberg.
And welcome to another episode of...
Have the Balls to Talk About It.
So guys, I'm really excited about this episode because we did an episode on TRT and Andrew said he wanted to check my testosterone levels from, you know, being a trainer, athletic training. We wanted to see if they were high or low. I've had my cousin on it. I actually met somebody, Andrew, I'll say this quickly, a couple of days ago in the street who watched our episode, and he stopped me and he goes, I loved your episode. I'm on TRT right now. It's changed my life. So we're going to reveal my bloods and whether I need TRT.
It's a reveal episode.
Yes. I hope I need it.
So we did, So I guess just to preface it, you know, we talked about the symptoms of low testosterone, low libido, fatigue, unable to gain muscle. Obviously, that's not the case here. So I'm always interested. I've done this with a couple of friends, and I'll talk about my other friend after this, after we look at Nick's labs, to try to correlate the testosterone levels with the symptoms, because I have been quite unimpressed with diagnosing people based on the levels, meaning I've seen people with horrible symptoms, classical of low testosterone, but their levels were normal, and I've had people with low testosterone who had no symptoms, which I don't treat. So anyways, let's get down.
How much can you tell?
So we'll go over your labs and I'll tell that, and we'll discuss also what else I test for in addition to that, because I think it's of interest.
Okay.
And I think it'll be great. So ready?
I don't know, there's a part of me that hopes they're good, high, and there's a part of me that hopes they're low, because I've seen some crazy transformation on TRT.
Okay, so before we get to the testosterone, some of the other things I look at are just your general, you know, your blood counts, your kidney function, and your liver function. Some of these are because, you know, therapies in the future may affect, certain oral therapies can affect the liver. Certainly, there's, you know, people who have high low testosterone can be associated with diabetes or cholesterol. So I look at cholesterol levels, I look at diabetes, I look at the different types of hormones, and I look at the prostate
Do all that when somebody does a checkup?
I do.
Okay.
That's not, I'm a little bit overboard with the recommendations compared to what the minimum basic requirements are. Right. But, you know, most people don't have family doctors, so they haven't checked their cholesterol, and, you know. In the last week, I did two PSAs on patients who haven't been checked in years. And one of them is PSA normal should be below 4. His was 2,000. I sent him to the emergency room. He likely has prostate, severe prostate cancer. Wow. And the other one is 70. And I haven't seen his PSA yet, but I felt his prostate because he had some urine symptoms, and it was a rock hard prostate. So, yeah. So I do PSA and I do cholesterol and all that stuff. So your kidneys are perfect. Congratulations.
Good.
Well hydrated and. Non-diabetic, no high blood pressure. Your cholesterol is good, your good cholesterol, your bad cholesterol is good, your triglycerides are amazing. So just a point on that, and I'm not a cholesterol expert, it's not because he eats well and trains only. There's some people who are in amazing shape, great diets and whatever, and have bad cholesterol. There's a huge genetic component for it.
Okay.
So, but you're good. All right, so your thyroid is good. Your prolactin, which is one of the hormones in the brains that's involved in the testosterone production, is good. Now, your testosterone level, your total testosterone level is good. It's perfect. It's 20.
20, is that high, low, medium?
It's theoretically in the middle of the pack. Normally, I mean, this says the normal should be between 9 and 30. I use 12 to 30, and you're at 20. So you're right in the middle of the pack.
So I can't get TRT?
So you can't wait. That's not the whole story. So that's the total testosterone. Now, total testosterone, as I've talked about before, is not the whole story. And again, this is a hotly debated topic. And if you listen to our podcast last week, I talk about free testosterone.
Free testosterone, yeah.
So your free testosterone is actually on the borderline.
What does that mean?
So it's not super high. Now, again, everybody that I've seen or read use different cutoffs for free testosterone.
Okay.
300, 250, 150. This lab says above 200. You're at 340.
Okay.
Now, 340 for me is like actually on the borderline.
Of low.
Of low.
So can I get TRT?
No. So you're on the borderline. If you had horrible symptoms, I would probably repeat this in a couple of months. And I would say, and if it came back low and you really had classical symptoms and no other reason, you're not taking a medication, yeah. you're not, you know, your girlfriend didn't leave you and you're depressed or whatever, I would say, and some of the guidelines are starting to say this now, which is good because I believe strongly in it, let's try you on
small dose,
whatever, 3 to 6 months, measure your levels and see how you feel.
Okay.
And if you feel the same or marginally better, I'll say, okay, well, it wasn't your testosterone. So it is possible to have normal testosterone and a low free testosterone.
So which one do you look at?
I look at both. You know, if the free testosterone is low, I won't have to look at if the total testosterone is low and you have symptoms, I won't have to go any further.
Yeah.
But if your total testosterone is normal and you have symptoms, I'll then pay more attention to the free.
I have a question, and we've covered it before, but people might not know. What does the free testosterone do over the,
Well, there's a hormone here you see on your paper, the SHBG.
Yeah.
Okay? So what that is a protein in the blood which binds to testosterone. So some of your testosterone, there's another category, but I'm just making it simple. Some of the testosterone is bound to SHBG.
Okay.
And some of it's free. The one that's bound to SHBG is inactive. The SHBG inactivates it. So you can have a testosterone of 45, twice the normal one, and if it's all bound, it's useless. My analogy that I use to patients is it's like having $1 million in a safe and you don't have the key. You're not a millionaire, it's useless, right? So it's what you have in your pocket that's important. So it's that free testosterone that's floating around. So the higher the SHBG is, the more of that is bound and the more of that inactivates the testosterone. Okay. Now, we can't control the SHBG. It's there's different things that can cause it, thyroid disease, HIV, anorexia sickness can affect the SHBG in different ways. But if your SHBG is high, which is lowering your free testosterone, we can't change that to give you more free testosterone. We can only give you more total testosterone, and then just, you know, both of the curves go up together. Your total testosterone will rise, still a lot of it's bound, but at least your free will follow it. So that's why it's important to measure the free. And again, your total testosterone is perfect, and your free is on the borderline. So.
But I feel good.
I had a patient recently, his free testosterone was 24. His total testosterone was 24, which is like above average, like great. But his SHBG was so high that his free testosterone was low. So 99% of doctors would probably have stopped there and say, your testosterone's perfect, it's great, it's amazing, you should be the Hulk. But he had terrible symptoms. And then when you look at the free testosterone, you understand why.
Wow.
So that's it. Your prostate is 0.66.
That's
normal
good.
Is, below, well, for your age, normal, I mean, normal for a 50-year-old is 4. Normal for your age is really below 2.5.
Okay.
You're below 1, which is amazing.
Good.
So nice. Now we're going to do a rectal exam and check your prostate on live camera.
No, there's no way you're sticking that finger.
So, Nick, you're a walking specimen of hell.
A Greek god.
So, you don't need testosterone. You didn't need it before because we knew
that. Yeah, but you said my free testosterone was at the borderline.
That was going to get in your head, eh?
My estrogen, you said, was a little bit on the high side.
Your estrogen is, low.
Low?
Yep. So, your estrogen is low. So I don't know why your estrogen is so low. It's interesting. Estrogen is the enzyme for estrogen. A lot of it is in fat cells, the aromatase, and you don't have a lot of fat cells. I don't know if that has to do with it, but your estrogen is very low.
What does that mean, Andrew?
It actually doesn't. I mean, estrogen is good. So we worry about having too much estrogen. But having a low estrogen level, in the absence of symptoms and normal testosterone, it means nothing.
Okay.
But if you were low and bringing them both up together,
But I feel good. I think that's one thing that people should measure. Like, the person I saw on the street that stopped me, that's what he said. He goes up to me before the TRT, he'd wake up in the morning, groggy, basically almost hitting a wall.
Yeah.
He was exhausted, low energy, out of the blues, and now he's been on it for like...
Some people have minor symptoms. Some people have life-changing symptoms. I don't know if I told you the story about that guy who... I saw him after his first visit back on being on testosterone, and I said, how you doing? He said, I'm doing amazing, but I'm fucking pissed. So I'm like, okay, like...
And just like,
what did I do? Does he have a side effect? Did he, you know, grow a third nipple? I don't know. Like, I'm like, he looked like angry. So I said, okay, well, let's start with the good stuff. I see your blood tests. They're great now. He said, I feel amazing. My wife's happy with me. I'm able to concentrate at work. Our sex life has never been better. Whenever. So I said, okay, so why are you so upset? He goes, I felt shitty for 10 years. Oh, nobody took me seriously. Yeah. I feel like I wasted 10 years, 10 prime years of my life. So I'm just pissed off at how I wasted that time. So.
And I think it's amazing, guys, because this is part of the show, right? We want to bring awareness to men because, you know, if you're feeling like that, and I told him, I said, you could have easily went to the doctor and he would have prescribed you some kind of antidepressant, say you're depressed.
Make it worse.
Without even doing this test. Yeah. And I think, Andrew, what's amazing is that you take the time to look at your patients and do all of this.
Yeah.
Right, so because you're right, it's hard to get a family.
Well, I want to say another message. If you feel like you're like this guy, and you feel like you're, you know, people know their bodies that something's off, and you feel maybe it's hormonal testosterone. Don't go to the gyms to get it. Don't go to the alleyway to get it. Just keep looking till you find someone who knows what they're talking about, who's willing to investigate it properly. Not blow you off, not say, oh, you're too young to have testosterone, or, yeah, you've been married for 15 years, that's why you're not in the mood anymore. Like, these are all such bullshit answers. And yes, these things are super important for your quality of life. Testosterone is important for your sex life, for your mental well-being, your bones, your muscles, your fat, your heart. Yeah, I mean, it's not a recreational drug. Yeah. It's a super vital hormone. If you feel like you're low, find the right doctor, find someone who knows what they're talking about. Give me a call. We can set up a consultation, but there's a lot of amazing, great doctors all around who take care of it, who treat it properly.
Awesome. So guys, no TRT, not for now.
No TRT.
Once I do, we're going to do before and after. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure to subscribe, hit the bell, leave a comment, and remember, have the balls to talk about it.